Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
What is going on? Another hour of titillating sports here. Dominic Jimenez pinch hitting for Rick one more time. Actually been a trade in the NFL. We'll get into that with JD Sharp on the other side and see how he prognosticates this trade helping the team with whom they acquired the player. I'll ask him how the trade helps the team that acquired the player and whether it cements themselves as Super Bowl favorites or if he thinks it's a nothing burger. However you might be joining us, would like to welcome you into the show. Tune in iHeart, Stitcher, iTunes, whether you're listening to this in podcast form or just a replay form, or if you're listening terrestrial on a local station or Sirius. Maybe you're on the American Forces Radio Network or streaming through sportsbyline.com. Those of you in the American Forces, I'd like to tip my cap and thank you for your service in keeping us safe here at home and abroad. There's a trade in the NFL. Doesn't happen a ton midseason. I know there's a trade deadline, but it's rare that we get something huge. Unless you count Christian McCaffrey a couple years ago. The NBA is off and rolling. Opening night behind us. What have we learned? Yeah, when he's healthy, Anthony Davis is really good. I don't think I learned that. I think it was just more than anything a reminder how good Anthony Davis is when he's healthy. Because he put on a show for the Lakers. Oh, yeah, and Bronny James played. Went 0 for 2 from the floor. Had an offensive rebound. It was a cool moment, though. He checked in with LeBron. So that was pretty cool. Just for the quote-unquote novelty of, hey, we've never seen that before. A father and a son on the court at the same time in the NBA. That's pretty neat. I'm not a Laker fan, so I don't care, big picture. Anyway, JD Sharp on the other side. Other than that, open lines. Sports byline, titillating sports.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
What's going on? 10 after hour three, you know that means it is time to check in with our friends at Pro Wagering and ProWagering.com. JD Sharp will be the one joining me today. And JD, we'll talk a little World Series in a bit, but before we get there, there was something that doesn't happen a ton in football, at least one that potentially has the impact of changing a team's fortunes long-term of the season, and that's a trade. The Chiefs will be acquiring DeAndre Hopkins from the Titans. Now, Hopkins, not the same player he was 5 years ago. The Chiefs, with Kareem Hunt, Hopkins, Kelsey, they've sure built a squad built for 2018, but given the injuries in that receiver room and Xavier Worthy, the rookie, still not quite clicking with Mahomes, how are you liking this move for the Chiefs getting Hopkins to bolster the wide receiver core?
What'd they give up for it? Just like a third-round pick, fourth-round pick?
Conditional fourth.
Conditional fourth. Good Lord. I mean, they're just operating like the Patriots now. When the Patriots used to just give up sixths and fifths and get all these great players on a consistent basis, I mean, they're doing the exact same thing. They've got their quarterback. They've got Mahomes, just like the Patriots had Brady. They've got that tremendous defense. They've got the creative play calling mind offensively. Charlie Weiss, Josh McDaniels, Andy Reid, obviously in this case. So, yeah, I mean, again, I'm fine with these deals. It's a good deal for the Chiefs. Obviously, they need help there. They don't have a real possession guy. Smith-Schuster was their guy, but he's got bad hands, number one. Number two, he's old. Now, so is Hopkins, but Mahomes gets the best out of his players. I don't see a huge difference between Hopkins and Devontae Adams, honestly. Maybe there's some, but it's not much. I just want the refs to stop favoring them, and I'd like their opponents not to be completely injured. I mean, for example, this weekend, no Adams, maybe O'Connell, maybe Crosby. I don't know. Who knows? Next weekend, they've got the Bucs. The Bucs just lost Godwin and Evans. So, with Godwin and Evans, I think they had a real chance to beat the Chiefs. But now, again, like, they keep facing these teams. I mean, at this rate, bringing on Hopkins, having the deal that they have, not even getting hurt. Now, getting hurt again, getting hurt with the skill guys, Rice, Pacheco, that means nothing. That doesn't matter. When you've got Mahomes and Reed, they're interchangeable. It's just like the Patriots, right? Doesn't make a difference. Under the, you know, Chris Hogan was catching touchdowns from Tom Brady. Ben Watson was catching touchdowns from Tom Brady. I mean, there were so many. David Patton was catching touchdowns from Tom Brady. There's just so many different players that when you've got the right quarterback, that it doesn't make a difference. You've got the system, the coach. They've got that relationship. That's what the Chiefs have right now with Mahomes, as opposed to, you know, just like the Patriots had with Brady. So I need to see Chiefs get injured defensively. Once that starts happening, maybe they lose some games, but until that happens, they're just going to get stronger and stronger and better and better. And again, that's fine, but why give them the help from the referees if that's the case? That's my issue. Like, they're already too good, or they're already very good, not too good, but why give them more help that they don't need?
It's crazy. I'm sure somebody out there was listening, heard you say some of those names, and they went, who? I think people forget, like, Deion Branch, I think, won one of the MVPs in the Super Bowl, I think.
Oh,
but that's
Troy Brown.
Troy Brown,
Deion Branch, Julian Edelman.
Terry Glenn.
Rex Burkhead. Yeah, James White. I mean, they had so many. LeGarrette Blount was a battering ram for those guys for 2 years. So, again, like, when you got Brady and you got Belichick, well, now you got Mahomes and you got Reed, and it looks to me like they're interchangeable.
All right, and one more football question for you. There was rumors that the Chiefs were actually going to get Cooper Kupp, but they couldn't find a third party to help get some of the money paid down. Do you expect the Rams to just blow it up here? We've heard the Vikings have inquired about Matt Stafford. Obviously, now we're talking about Kupp here, and he's been banged up, and he's a veteran too. Do you see the Rams kind of fire-selling this trade deadline or in the offseason?
I don't know. Maybe in the offseason with Stafford. My guess is they just draft a good quarterback. There's a lot of good quarterbacks that are potentially coming out, I think. But, no, honestly, I think the Rams have a chance to win tomorrow against Minnesota. Minnesota, without Blake Cashman, they are not very good against the run. Harrison Phillips is a monster. And if Phillips doesn't play, they're in real trouble. But Kyron Williams has 9 touchdowns on the year. They get cut back. Stafford has always been a gamer. He's always been a 63 to 66% type of guy as far as completion percentage. When he has his weapons, he plays well. He plays well at home also. So I like the Rams actually tomorrow to probably beat the Vikings outright, to be honest with you. But no, I don't see that deal happening anytime soon. However, it is the NFL, and maybe Kupp goes down. Maybe Williams goes down. Maybe their left tackle goes down and they lose a good corner, and then it's over. Like, you just never know. The NFL is just the injuries that take place now. I almost think that trying to stop the hip drop rule has just, everybody's just going for your knees now all the time. And when you have two guys at the same time going for the bottom part of your knee and the upper part of your knee, like you're talking calf compared to thigh, that's how what happened to Brandon Ayuk happens to somebody, and that's because of that stupid hip drop rule, which they have now banned. Now everyone's going for the knees, and in that case, you're just asking for ACL, PCL, MCL.
Ironically enough, I'm pretty sure that was how Chris Godwin actually got hurt, was on a hip drop tackle.
Exactly. No,
they didn't even call
exactly,
it.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, and that's what's going to keep happening. They're just so stupid. They keep trying to just meddle with the rules to make things perfect, right? It's all about this utopian atmosphere. Impossible. You've got an imperfect product, but it works. What's going to happen is these guys, I mean, you're going to see so many torn and blown ACLs and MCLs and PCLs this year because of those sandwich tackles. And then they're going to ban that. And then it's going to be almost impossible to tackle anyone. And we're going to see 50 to 60 games with the ball, especially when you get the ball at the 30.
And that's how Patrick Mahomes had like a 35-yard rush against the Niners because they were afraid to hit him by the sideline. But enough of me whining about the stupid Kansas City Chiefs. And as a 49ers fan, I have a very special place in my heart that is not reserved for the Chiefs. The World Series is coming up, JD. I can't get too worked up here. But now I'm going to transition to something else.
Where it's okay to get fired up. It's all right.
I'm also not going to watch this just like with the Chiefs because as a Giants fan, this World Series matchup completely repulses me between the Yankees and the Dodgers, and I am now forced to root for the Yankees. But I will say this is pretty much the matchup MLB wanted. It's Aaron Judge, it's Stanton, it's Juan Soto, who at minimum his personality is going to make him entertaining, versus Mookie and Freddie and Shohei. It's what they were hoping for. So how do you see this playing out? Because both teams pitching, fine at best, but the lineups can be dangerous.
Honestly, the Yankees win the World Series. The futures bets, the futures, and here's why, honestly. Now, we can work it backwards, but let's start with this. The futures exposure that the sports books have if the Dodgers win the World Series is in the billions of dollars. They brought on Ohtani, Yamamoto. They already had this great team. They had already won a ring 2 years ago. That Dave Roberts has been proven to be a winning coach. Not the case with the Yankees. Dodgers, tons of money was on the Dodgers to win the World Series. And if they do, some of these books are going to get absolutely just completely annihilated. There's a little bit of exposure with New York, but not nearly as much as the Dodgers. So that's my main reason. Let me go backwards. Aaron Judge, multi-time MVP, he gets his ring. Obviously, they're going to, and it's going to be a seven-game series because they got to draw it out all the way. They're getting all that new international, Japan, China, Indonesia, Malaysia. They're all watching this now. Weren't watching before, so they got to draw that out for seven games. We'll probably see Yamamoto pitch twice, honestly, I think, because it makes perfect sense for those numbers. But yeah, Yankees win in seven. Should be a lot of runs scored in this. It's just gonna be very exciting. I could see over 50 runs scored in this series. Actually, that's not even right. I could see over 75 runs scored in this series, to be honest with you, Dom. But I'm saying Yankees in seven.
Thank you for really cementing my statement that there's going to be a lot of hitting and not a lot of pitching. With about 20 seconds, JD, is there somebody, we're not looking at the odds and the numbers, but somebody that you like potentially to be World Series MVP that's not one of the All-Stars that we just named about, kind of a role guy who just goes off for six games?
Jazz Chisholm.
I like it,
yeah.
Especially because he did not have a good ALCS. That is JD Sharp from Pro Wagering, prowagering.com. JD, thanks as always for taking some time and joining me. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot, Don. Appreciate it, man.
Have a good one. That is JD Sharp of Pro Wagering. I'm Dominic Jimenez. You're you. Lines are open now. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529 on Titillating Sports.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
This is Titillating Sports with Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Dominic Jimenez in for Rick Tittle. You may call. The lines are open. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. And I'll hit some buttons and get you on, and we'll have a conversation. And I'm amenable to anything. Whatever you want to talk about in the world of sports, let's do it. 1-800-878-7529. Now, I won't spend the entire segment talking about it because it was before my time. I'm still a little bit of a youngin. But very sad news for the Los Angeles Dodgers, their fans, and the baseball community as a whole. One of the greats of the game. We've lost another one, and this one, the greatest Mexican-born player, Fernando Valenzuela. We got news Tuesday night that he had passed away, and he will be honored when the World Series begins at Dodger Stadium on Friday. Not a lot's been released about potential cause or if he was ill or anything, but It was an extended period of success for him, but very rarely do we see somebody hit the ground running in professional sports to where we name the period of time. I don't know if that makes sense, but you think about Jeremy Lin, when he burst onto the scene and was dropping 50 and 30 and 10 and whatever he was doing for the Knicks, we called it Linsanity, and that truly does stem from Fernando Valenzuela's meteoric rise and really debut, and it was Fernando Mania in Los Angeles and across baseball. I'm looking at his first 10 career starts. Complete game shutout. Two walks, five strikeouts, five hits. Second game, complete game, one run, two walks, 10 strikeouts. Game 3, complete game shutout, 5 hits, no walks, 10 strikeouts. Game 4, complete game shutout, 7 hits, 3 walks, 11 strikeouts. Game 5, complete game shutout, 9 innings, 7 hits, 4 walks, 7 strikeouts. I already lost track. Game 6, complete game, 5 hits, 1 run, no walks, 7 strikeouts. Game 7, complete game shutout, 7 hits, 5 walks, 11 strikeouts. And game 8, 9 innings, complete game, 3 hits, 2 runs, a walk, 7 strikeouts. Those 2 runs came on 2 solo homers. So over his first 8 starts, Fernando Valenzuela had an ERA of 0.5 with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 complete game shutouts. And every game he pitched 9 innings. Now you hear it a lot more in modern sports, just now, this current era that we're in, the 2000s, the 2010s, mostly the late 2010s and now the 2020s, where we see the phrase representation. There hadn't been this type of Mexican-born player in baseball, to my knowledge, before Fernando Valenzuela. There hasn't even really been one since. He's the Mexican-born MLB player, the greatest of the greats from the country of Mexico. He had a unique delivery, kind of had that that aura about him. He was a figure. He was more than just a very good pitcher. He was a cultural phenomenon. Oh, and did I mention those starts that Fernando Valenzuela had? He was 19 and 20. Young guy, rookie of the year, Cy Young Award as a 20-year-old. Had the delivery, had the presence on the mound. There was a bit of mystery about him because he wasn't an American. He would go on to have 6 consecutive All-Star appearances from 81 to 86. 82, 85, and 86, top 5 of Cy Young voting. And 81 was his best season, but he was overall in the 80s one of the game's best. 266 innings on average per year from 82 to 87 with a 3.19 ERA. 21 wins in 86. Led the league in complete games in 85 and 86. Threw a no-hitter against the Cardinals at Dodger Stadium. Dave Stewart also threw a no-hitter that day. Only time in baseball history 2 no-hitters were thrown on the same day. And then he would go on to pitch with the Angels, the Orioles, the Phillies, Padres, and the Cardinals. He also played in the Mexican League, but for his time and what he did in L.A. And we know about the heavy Mexican-American presence, heavy Mexican presence in Southern California, Los Angeles specifically. So to have a player from Mexico be the one leading a team like the Dodgers, being that ace, being just a cultural phenomenon, I would assume, again, was not alive in 81 and did not watch Fernando Valenzuela pitch, but the cultural impact and importance that he had on the community, on that team, on Dodgers fans, I think only enhanced the Fernando mania of it all. So I just, the disdain for the Dodgers, that stays on the field for me as a Giants fan. So I tip my cap in respect, remembering one of the all-time greats and one of the, you know, best Dodgers pitchers, and there have been a lot of them, but one of the best, and to a cultural icon beyond just baseball, Fernando Valenzuela, again, has passed away at the age of 63. Okay, how do I possibly continue on there? But I'll talk a little bit of World Series. I said I wouldn't, but I already mentioned it. He's going to be honored before Game 1 in L.A. By the way, the get-in prices, you're looking at about $1,000 just to get in the door. Or in the gate, I guess. Technically, not a door. But you know what I meant. And that's expensive. My buddy sent me a photo yesterday. He's like, hey, you want to ball out? And I'm like, think I would rather renew my Disneyland pass, my annual pass. I think I'd rather renew that. And that price just went up. I'm not even going to renew it. But if I had the choice between seeing Game 1 at Dodger Stadium between the Dodgers and the Yankees or being able to go to Disneyland pretty much almost whenever I wanted, the answer is going to be Disneyland. I think I'd rather pay resale prices and go watch Taylor Swift on the Eras Tour before that ends than spend $1,000 watching Game 1 of the World Series at Dodger Stadium between the Dodgers and the Yankees. I'd rather take that $1,000, go to Vegas, and put it all on black or red and see what happens. A lot of things I'd rather do. But $1,000 to get in, and that's A, the pull of the matchup. You get to watch Judge and Ohtani and Soto and Mookie. It's the just in overall inflation of sports tickets. Every year with the Super Bowl, the prices go up. Average prices, I should say, go up. And it's a new record set every year. Just things are more expensive, and sports tickets are not exempt. But $1,000 to get in, and I don't even know what that was yesterday. Who knows what it is today? There is a chance that the prices have gone up even higher. I don't know if they have or not, but it's possible. How many people want to go remember Fernando Valenzuela? I don't know how many people want to do it for $1,000, but if there are fans out there and they want to be there when he's honored, and they've got a lot of disposable income, maybe they do want to do it. I don't know. Not for me. It's out of my budget, and I just don't care. And, you know, we talked about with J.D. Sharp in the last segment who he thought might win MVP. That was kind of under the radar, not one of the huge names, not one of the ones I just mentioned, or Stanton. He said Jazz Chisholm. Great pick. I think on the Dodgers side, if you're going to go with somebody, it's got to be Teoscar Hernandez. Tommy Edman was awesome, but I think it might be Teoscar Hernandez. Hitting behind the likes of Mookie and Freeman and Shohei, he's gotten a lot of opportunities this year, and he had some big moments in the first two rounds of the playoffs. So it's still going to be Judge or Ohtani, I think. But if we had to pick somebody who wasn't one of them, I'm going to go with Teoscar Hernandez. All right, open lines on the other side. We continue on titillating sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Titillating Sports with Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
And we're back. Titillating Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. The lines are open if you want to give me a call and we can chat. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer. As I mentioned yesterday, Division III weasel racing. Give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I so want to be done talking about, excuse me, I so want to be done talking about the World Series, but yeah, I got one more thing that I got to talk about. I don't want to, but I'm going to, and that's Shohei Ohtani. And I wish that guy was a Giant. But anyway, we know the story, or maybe you don't, and I'll recount it to you really quick. The story with his home run ball that sealed his 50-50 season. It's the first in MLB history. It was pretty quick. It wasn't even dragged out or long or anything like that, but there was a minor court battle about the possession of the ball and the video posted, submitted by the 18-year-old kid, they thought it proved that he had possession of the ball. Sorry, kid. Video clearly did not show that you had possession of the ball and got it ripped out of your hands. Then the guy who ended up with the ball met with the Dodgers. I forget what the offer was, but it was like, you want to take a picture with him and get a signed bat? It was something like that. If it was just a home run ball or a home run ball that had significance to Shohei Ohtani only, maybe it was, you know, like we've seen it, like a player's first home run, but he's not a superstar or anything yet. Or maybe it was his a home run on the anniversary of somebody close to him's passing or something like that. Okay, yeah, photo bat. Hey, that'd be cool. I want to meet him. Again, I don't remember what was offered to him by the Dodgers, but I know it wasn't much by way of what the historical significance is for the ball. Again, first time in MLB history, we've had a 50-50 season, and it was the home run, this ball, that created the 50-50 club. It wasn't like he hit the 50th home run and then a couple days later stole the 50th base. Wouldn't have quite hit the same. Dominic, why are you rambling about a baseball? Well, that baseball, which was not turned over to the Dodgers, which was not given to the Dodgers in trade or sold, has sold, but at auction via Golden Auctions, for $4.392 million. That's almost $4.33 million, including a buyer's premium, which shattered the record paid for a baseball or any sports ball, /ever. The previous high was Mark McGwire's record-breaking 70th home run ball from the 1998 season, which was purchased for $3 million by Todd McFarlane, who created the common character, Spawn, back in 1999. See, now I'm curious. If I had been mildly more prepared, I would have said, what is $3 million in 1999 worth now? But $3 million in 1999 for Mark McGwire's 70th home run ball from the 98 season has been eclipsed by Shohei Ohtani's 50th home run ball from the 50-50 season in 2024 for $4.392 million. Now, again, whatever that guy was offered by the Dodgers, I guarantee, unless he put a high premium on meeting Shohei Ohtani, was nothing close to $4.3 million. Now, obviously, Golden's going to get their cut, but even if you get obscene and it's a 50% cut, which I'm sure it's not, after taxes, you're still walking away with $1 million. There's no way the Dodgers offered this guy $1 million for the ball right here, right now. No way. Didn't happen. It was obviously authenticated by MLB. It's got some scuffs. It's got the authentication sticker. And the buyer was not identified at this time. And there was litigation, as I mentioned, over the ball. But that was reached on October 7th. Excuse me. Even though there was litigation, Golden received the go-ahead for the ball and was not given to them, but was the property was transferred over for the auction. And Golden's like, yeah, we've seen the video. We are we're good. The $4.4 million paid for the ball will go into an account until the ownership lawsuits are resolved. If the 18-year-old who was there in Miami celebrating his birthday, if his video had actually shown that he did have the ball in his hand, and as he put it up, it was ripped out of his hands, like he put his arms up in celebration with the ball in his hand, yeah, I got the ball, let's go, yeah, and then it got ripped out, I would feel bad for the kid. But the video, I don't care what his lawyers say, I don't see it. I don't see the moment that he has possession of the ball. Possession is 9/10 of the law, or something like that. I'm pretty sure that's the quote, but you gotta have it. And it's not obvious that he had the ball. So until then, almost $4.4 million will go into an account. The guy who ended up with the ball and decided, no Dodgers, I don't like your offer, go away, get lost, kick the dust, whatever old-timey phrase you want to use, he's going to end up with a lot of money. And congratulations to the buyer. You got quite the piece of history. First ever 50-50 season. And I think if somebody like Ronald Acuna had done 50-50, or an Ellie De La Cruz, I don't think it sells for that much. I don't. But when you have the entire kind of cultural market of Asia, I'm not lumping in everybody, but Shohei Ohtani transcends just baseball. He transcends country lines. I have a friend born in the U.S. of Chinese heritage. I've known him since we were about 5, maybe 6. He texted me the other day. And we text every now. I haven't seen him in a minute. I should remedy that. But we text every now and then, be like, oh, can you believe the Warriors? Oh, man, the 49ers. Oh, dude. Man, glad baseball's not my favorite sport. The Giants. We text about the musings and the pain of being sports fans in the Bay Area. And he said, hey, dude, I'm losing my mind. Tell me I'm not crazy. I'm like, I'm not making any promises. Let's hear what you got to say. He goes, my cousin from Hong Kong is visiting. And he's got a 7-year-old son, and they're visiting. It was the first time I met his son. And when I picked him up at the airport, they both had Ohtani Dodger jerseys on. And to an extent, that kind of shows that Shohei is not just for Japanese fans. We talked about it earlier with Fernando Valenzuela. There's representation. I'm seeing someone, and if you're from Hong Kong, if you're from mainland China, if you're from Vietnam, if you're from wherever it might be, Guam, Indonesia, seeing an Asian player do what he's doing, I'm not speaking for everyone there, but even if you're not a baseball fan, it's cool to see somebody who, quote-unquote, looks like you. Obviously, I'm not saying all Asian people look alike, not the case. But somebody with similar features from the same region of the world, you want to root for them. It's exciting. It's very cool. All the more reason to root for it if you actually are Japanese. That is your heritage. That is your culture. That is somebody who shares features with you being from the same country. There's a level of excitement there. And that's an entire new market. We've seen how it is with basketball. We've seen how it is with trading cards. The market for these things in Asia is insane. And you know what? There is, don't get me wrong, a lot of countries, a lot of regions of countries that do not have money. But there are also a lot of countries and a lot of regions of other countries that have a ton of money in Asia and like to spend money on these type of things. So I'm curious to see who ends up having won that ball. If it's somebody famous, if it's a business person from Asia perhaps, or some other kind of tycoon mogul. I don't know, but I'm curious. But $4.3 million, almost $4.4 million for the Shohei Ohtani 50-50 clinching. I guess it did clinch. Anyway, the home run that put Shohei Ohtani in the record books again as being the first player to hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases in the same season has sold at auction for almost $4.4 million. All right, you know what? We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk some more sports on the other side. There is still time for you to get in. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back. We're closing down this edition, this hour of Titillating Sports. Rick will be back Thursday. Until then, Dominic Jimenez here. All of the talk of the Los Angeles Lakers offseason, all of the talk in LeBron and Bronny James. Well, it's paid off. Congratulations, Lakers fans. You have the best record in the Western Conference. Yeah, we're only one game in. They beat the Minnesota Timberwolves opening night. I mentioned Anthony Davis had a great game, reminded everybody how good he is when healthy. Well, Anthony Davis balled out. So did LeBron. So did Rui Hachimura. My computer freezes as I try to read the box score. There it is. Anthony Davis, 36 points, 16 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 blocks, and a steal. Rui Hachimura with 18 on 7-14 shooting. LeBron doing LeBron things, 16, 5, and 4 with 2 blocks. Austin Reeves with 12. D'Angelo Russell with 9. The Timberwolves were led by Anthony Edwards, who went for 27, 6, and 3. Newly acquired Julius Randle, 16, 9, and 4. And Rudy Gobert, who just got a big extension, 3 years, $110 million, 13 points, 14 rebounds, and 1 block for the Stifle Tower. The other game on opening night, Knicks versus Celtics. The new look Knicks versus, the Nova Knicks versus the defending champion Boston Celtics, and yeah, the Celtics didn't have much of a problem. 132-109, the final in that one. Whew! Jason Tatum, 37 points, 10 assists, 4 rebounds. Derek White, 24, 4, and 3. Jaylen Brown, 23, 7 rebounds, 1 assist. Drew Holiday, 18, 4, and 4. Al Horford, 11 points. Sam Hauser, 10 points. It's the Celtics are deep. And that's without Kristaps Porzingis. Just wait till he gets back. Then all of a sudden, you add another layer to this very deep Boston Celtics team. And I look at it, and I'm like, how? But you know what? They just get it done. Jalen Brunson with 22 for the Knicks. Miles McBride also had 22 off the bench. Miles Bridges in his debut, 16 points. No rebounds, 2 assists. Josh Hart, 12 points. Karl Anthony Towns in his debut, 12 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. A lot left, kind of wanting more from the Knicks, but to be fair, it's game one. They have 81 more games. They need more time to mesh, more time to gel. I think the Knicks will be fine. But boy, if the Celtics are doing this on night one, if they stay healthy, they very well might be the favorites to run it back and win again. All right, I'm Dominic Jimenez. Thanks for taking some time and joining me. Coming up next, more sports talk.
Yeah, man, I hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.